Gold, Central Victoria, David Bowie and Starman. It is Daniel this afternoon on the home stretch. Lovely to have your company. It's also wonderful to have the company of Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Daniel, on this chilly afternoon.
It is very fresh outside, but hey, we are in winter, as they keep telling us.
That's right, yes, and we've seen a little bit of sunshine in between the showers and, you know, a bit of everything today, haven't we?
We most certainly have.
You know, that keeps us going, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Hey, something to talk about.
Hey, we were going to talk about a few volunteer opportunities, and we'll get to that in a few moments' time, but today is 1969. Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon, and I'm asking the question today about where you were on that day when you heard one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Where were you when that happened? Because we all have those where were we moments.
That's right. Well, I can remember. I won't tell you what grade I was in, but I was at primary school at good old East Loddon up the road near Dingy. And I can remember us all sitting around and watching it on the TV, which was pretty snowy, but it was still, so it was a magical moment to hear those words and with our classmates in 1969. So, yes, I do remember where I was.
Well, it seems a lot of people were saying that they were at school, so watching it on a black and white TV. So, very significant day. Man walking on the moon on this day, 1969. All right, Helen, let's get into some volunteering opportunities. Obviously, a lot of places are closing because of the lockdown, but Bendigo Winter Night Shelter are seeking some volunteers.
Yes, they are. And aren't they doing a fantastic job helping to support our homeless people and disadvantaged people, which, of course, as we mentioned, it's chilly days and chilly nights. Mm. And they've got over 180 volunteers, I understand, helping on the rosters, which is a big job, coordinating and doing the roster. And the Winter Night Shelter Committee are actually looking for somebody to help coordinate their roster. So if somebody's out there who's got good organisational skills and would like to help volunteer their time to organise the roster, maybe this role is for you, especially if you're used to using Excel spreadsheets, people management and just helping make it all happen. Or maybe you're a bit more of a cheerful, chatty person that likes to chat with people, so you might like to be the guest liaison person and to help welcome the guests and the participants who come in every night of the week. So it's quite a lot of jobs for people to do. Or another role for probably a little bit behind the scenes with the winter shelter is the equipment coordination. And they're looking for somebody with excellent organisational maintenance skills to help pick up all the goods and chattels that they need because, as we know, they move around to all the different buildings where they have the winter night shelter projects. So there's an option for people to lend a hand and help coordinate and manage the 180 volunteers and the vulnerable people in our community. But maybe your cooking is your thing. So if anyone's out there would like to share some of their good old home cooking skills and expertise to help prepare meals for vulnerable people, and especially out at Eagle Hawk at the community house on Tuesday evenings, they're looking for some support. They're also looking for somebody who might like to help them with picking up bread. So any of those sort of tasks that might interest people, Tracy out at Eagle Hawk, she's the coordinator, would like some help. And of course, as you can imagine, this time of the year, also our friends at Bendigo Food Share, they're seeking volunteers for quite a range of activities, from administration work, cleaning, delivery, because they're delivering out to all these other services, food rescue, forklift drivers, fruit and veggie sorters. So lots of different opportunities. And if you're interested in helping Bendigo Food Share, you just need to Google Bendigo Food Share and jump on their website and pop in an expression of interest. And if none of that fits out, just remember to keep smiling, be friendly, be neighbourly and look out for each other, especially over this challenging winter months and with the COVID lockdown continuing on. I think there are some people who are struggling a little bit.
Yep.
So as I said, we've got to put a smile on our dial and still be friendly and neighbourly and just be kind and help each other out through this challenging time.
And that costs nothing. So if you're interested in finding out any further details, Helen, how can they get involved in maybe getting in touch with you?
Yes, if anyone would like to, they can ring me on my mobile, which is 0435 532 020, or Google Bendigo Volunteers and link on our website. And hopefully next week, Wednesday or Thursday, we might be back in the office that people could come and have a chat in the library. But give me a call otherwise.
That number again is 0435 532 020.
Correct.
Beautiful. Thank you, Helen, very much. And, yeah, let's catch up next week, hopefully, with some better news than what we got earlier today.
That's right. Thank you, Daniel, and take care, everybody.
Thank you very much. Helen Yorson, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Bendigo Winter Night Shelter, looking for the roster coordinator, guest liaison person and equipment coordinator. Eagerhawk Community House, looking for a couple of people there. And Bendigo Food Chair, seeking some volunteers. We'll have all the details up on our website, including the interview there with Helen, goldcentralvictoria.com.au.